Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. Hi.
We are going to enter the underwater world of SpongeBob SquarePants this week as the SpongeBob musical recently visited the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. Vidar, I must admit I have never seen the TV series SpongeBob SquarePants myself, but I wondered whether you had seen the series before seeing this musical stage production, and as one critic has said, was this show a blast for all ages?
Well, actually, I hadn't seen it before, so it was a complete new experience for me. And I went along to listen to the audio description of Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy. And I think it was the first time they had described the show as well, because it's a relatively new production, as I understand it. And I think you're right in summing it up as a show for all ages. I suppose you could argue that we're all kids at heart at different times. And it was fun. And without the audio description, I think I would have been completely at sea, I have to say, but that probably says more about me than anything else. But thanks to the audio description, I was able to follow what was happening, and obviously the auditorium was pretty full and people of all ages sitting in the seats in the audience and thoroughly enjoying the show by what I could gather.
The set for SpongeBob the Musical, I believe, was very colourful with lots of things going on and great costumes too. Did Jonathan and Julia's description sort of take you to the underwater world of SpongeBob SquarePants, Vidar?
Well, as regular listeners will know, Julia and Jonathan often describe performances at the Hippodrome, and I'm always very keen to praise their professionalism and expertise, and clearly this was no exception to that, and they brought that alive. I couldn't get to it, but I believe that there was a touch to it, and I'm sure that during that as well, they would have focused on some of the costumes and props and the set overall to give visually impaired patrons a real feel for, you know, the backdrop, if you like, to the production, and hopefully bring that alive for everyone taking advantage of the audio described matinee.
This is obviously a show for younger audiences, with a few elements, I believe, for the older audience as well. How did Jonathan and Julia's crafting of their description manage to cater for both younger and older audiences?
Well, that was interesting, and I was very keen to see how they sort of, at what age they aimed their description, but actually, they just played it, when I say played it straight, what I mean by that is actually, you know, you could have been any age and you would have got something from the description. At the end of the day, audio description is describing the overtly visual dimensions of a production, of a play, of an opera, of a musical or whatever, and that's what they did, and, you know, it was very much in the tradition of what they do for all types of production. And I think that anyone listening through their headset would have got something from what they said, and it would have helped them appreciate and get the most out of the show.
Yeah, because I think some people might think that a show for a younger audience, then the sort of, I suppose, the language of description needs to cater for that audience. And maybe in some ways it does. But also, you know, it's not like you should have to sort of, I suppose, pander down to the younger audience. You know, the description's got to be good, hasn't it?
It's got to be good. And in a way, I would probably use the analogy of pantomime, which again is aimed at all ages. And I guess what they do for pantomime in terms of audio description wasn't far removed from what they did on this occasion for SpongeBob.
And a few famous faces in the cast, including Gareth Gates from Pop Idol fame. How was his performances and the rest of the cast, Vidar?
No, it was fun, it was good, and I think he was very popular amongst the audience, probably amongst people of all ages in the audience as well, because people will have been familiar with him from his, as I say, stardom earlier on in the music world.
Some great songs and music too in the SpongeBob musical. And I know, Vidar, as we've mentioned before in our reviews, that the mark of a good musical for you is if you end up humming the tunes as you leave the auditorium. Was this the same for the SpongeBob musical?
Well, to be fair, yes, I'd obviously not seen it before, so I didn't know any of the tunes beforehand. And whilst I didn't come out necessarily humming any of them, that wasn't because I didn't find them good. I think you probably just need to hear them more than once to get them in your mind, as it were. So I would say the music was a great part of the show, and I think people who did know it and probably were familiar with it would have very much been humming the tunes and tapping their feet along with them and things. So, yeah, all added to the fun ambiance.
The SpongeBob musical continues on tour around the country, and more details about venues and times can be found by visiting the website spongebobstage.com. Next time, Vidar, we are off to the Royal Shakespeare Company for a production called Hamnet.
Absolutely. And yeah, if not eclectic, our conversations around audio-described performances, maybe. And yes, we're off to Stratford next week to look at a new play based on the novel by Maggie O'Farrell, and look forward to talking to you and sharing that with listeners next time.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of the SpongeBob musical at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a great pleasure, Toby. Thank you.